When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step. The DJ played my favorite song. Everybody's getting along.
Welcome to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, October 5th, 2023. And on today's show, I gotta be honest with you, man. It's not a good one. It's not a good one for me, man. You know, it's not, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, I'm gonna have to go in. As y'all know, I'm the biggest Tupac fan in the world. And I don't like what's going on, man. I do not like what's going on. And we're gonna talk about it. So without a doubt, let's get it in. Hey, this is your boy, Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The Slackers Talk podcast is available on all your favorite podcast platforms. Choose your favorite podcast platform, go to the Slackers Talk, hit that follow or subscribe button, and that's it. All your work is done. As soon as you hit that follow button, a new episode, a new content of the Slackers Talk podcast will be delivered straight to your device as soon as it becomes available. Now, here's the best part. You can listen to my show live, which I definitely recommend, but it gets even better. Let's say that you're busy that day. The Slackers Talk podcast episodes will be available 24/7. So you can listen to the show later. You can listen to the show the next day. You know, you can listen to 3 episodes a day. You can listen to an entire series on your way to work, on your way to the gym, however you want to do it. So you see, it's simple, easy, and convenient. So what are you waiting for? I'll see y'all Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You heard? And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, man, it's a blessing to be here. Despite the conversation, man, and, you know, the circumstances of what we're about to get into on today's episode, man, always, man, it's a pleasure and it's a blessing to be here. I want to give a shout out to all my followers and all my listeners. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for being here. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world right now, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. And, you know, before I get into it, man, you know, a couple of quick announcements, man. You know, we're in the first week of October. You know what I'm saying? Like, time is flying, man. We at the end of the year already. The holidays will be here before you know it. You know how, you know me, you know what I teach here on the Slackers Talk podcast. I like to be ahead of time. I like to be ahead of the game. I like to be prepared, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, I'm going to put my bid in now. You know, I encourage all y'all to, you know, all my listeners, you know what I'm saying? You know how I teach, you know, responsibility. I teach entrepreneurship. And being that, you know, we've been like guiding each other on this show. You know what I mean? People like us, we don't have to wait to certain times to do our Christmas shopping and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, every day is Christmas to us. We take care of our business every day, not just on holidays or not just on special occasions. So I do encourage y'all to go ahead and start y'all Christmas shopping now. You know what I mean? Let's not let people dictate what we do. Let's not wait to Black Friday to wait for like stuff on sale and be out there like trying to kill each other and stuff like that. Let's do it now, you know what I'm saying? Like privately, like secretly. Let's get a gift here now, a gift there later, gift here, and keep on building. So by the time like Thanksgiving do come around, you know what I'm saying? Like we got a stack already. We got a stash, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gotta do that, man. We finished. You know what I'm saying? We laid back, we watching the game. We watching all the people that follow other people, that let people tell them what to do and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do encourage, go ahead and do that now. Also, man, you know, I love the social media following, man. I love the feedback that I'm getting, man. I appreciate it, man. Like, new followers, new subscribers. I appreciate all the support for the classic films, all the feedback. The Slackers Talk question of the week. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all entertainment. And most importantly, it's another way for me to, like, be interactive with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let me know how y'all feel, what y'all like out there, and stuff like that. And I'm proud to announce, man, you know, next year, this is going to be, like, our third, going into our fourth year, you know what I'm saying? And we gonna switch things up, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have like, it's still gonna be the Slackers Talk, of course. You know what I mean? We still gonna have our conversations. Don't worry about that. But like, you know, the show is gonna have like new format. I'm gonna introduce y'all to new things. I'm gonna introduce y'all to new people. I'm gonna introduce y'all to new businesses and stuff like that. So this be on the lookout, you know what I mean, for the rest of the year. That's what I'm working on. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on like enhancing my listeners' experience. You know what I'm saying? Like everything I do is for y'all. So I just want y'all to know I'm working on that. And be on the lookout, man. You're going to love it. You're going to love what I have in store, man. You're going to love it. We're coming out with some new things, man. Some other things I can't talk about right now because they're not done. But like in the next coming weeks, man, be prepared to like hear a lot of new announcements. A lot of new stuff coming, because that's what I do here on the Slackers Talk podcast. Now, first month of October, you know how we do it. Shout out to my Vision for Kids organizations, man. My Vision for Kids organization. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about my October birthdays. You know what I'm saying? We want to, like, say happy birthday. First and foremost, in no particular order, man. Happy birthday to my man, Marcel. Super proud of Marcel, man. Basketball player, football player, multiple championships. Man, you know, I expect nothing but big things from you, man. I know you're going to be in the NFL or NBA one day, or maybe you be the first to do both. Even though, like, they schedules run into each other, man, so that's kind of, like, impossible, man. You have to pick one, you know what I mean? But I definitely, like, hope to see you. Not hope. I know I definitely will see you in one or the other, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing. And we just want to say happy birthday here on the Slackers Talk podcast. Happy birthday to Tamia. Super proud. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen you in a while. I have to get up there. I know you're in the Florence area. I have to get up there. I know you got bigger. I can't wait to see what you up to. You know what I'm saying? It's your time. And we just want to say, you know, happy birthday. Happy birthday to none other than Vivian. Another one that I'm super proud of, man. She's rapping now. You know what I mean? Hopefully, like, I'm waiting on a new song. And I got to get you on the show so you can drop something here on the podcast so I can introduce you to everybody. You know what I mean? Super talented. A high school senior, I believe. You know what I mean? So should be class of 24. I know you coming up real soon. And just keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing. Proud. Still waiting on that music. But in the meantime, happy birthday. We love you. Happy birthday to my boy, Rasheen. You know what I'm saying? He's an alumni in the Vision for Kids organization. Super hard worker. You know what I'm saying? Proud of the man you become, man. You know what I'm saying? We See you always working, always doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Proud to have you in our alumni group. And this keep representing, man, and keep, you know, keep setting a good example for the youth. You know what I'm saying? We need more of that. Happy birthday, man, and enjoy your day. And last but not least, happy birthday to my boy Yuji. And special story, man, about my boy Yuji, man. I'm gonna tell you how me and Yuji can relate. Yuji is the youngest, you know what I'm saying, by far, out of all his brothers and sisters. Just like me. And with that being said, you know, the age difference, like, he has nieces and nephews, like, older than him. Like, much older than him. But just like me, man, always remember, no matter what, man, you're the uncle. No matter what, you're the uncle. That word uncle carries power, man. You know what I'm saying? It carries power. Use it. It's not an age thing. You know what I'm saying? The word uncle is not an age thing. It's a power thing. Use it. But other than that, man, happy birthday. Your birthday is actually at the end of the month. You know what I'm saying? And you and Vivian back to back. So, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy your birthday month. We just want to say we love you. And keep doing what you're doing, man. Remember, uncle. The word uncle has power, man. Use it. Now, without further ado, man, let's get it in. You know, I want to talk to y'all. And I'm not proud about this, man. I'm not proud. And I want to apologize in advance. You know what I'm saying? I try not to curse on here. You know, I know I got a lot of kids. I got a lot of kids listeners, kid followers, my Vision for Kids organization, my Dream Elite team. And, you know, I apologize in advance, but sometimes it's like good to vent. You know what I'm saying? It's good to vent and not hold stuff in. And today's topic is about Tupac's murder being possibly solved after 27 years. Now, y'all already know I'm the biggest Tupac fan in the world, and that's why, like this bothers me. You know, some stuff bothers me. And you might say, well, man, you know, if this murder was solved, like, you know, why does that bother you? You know, you should be happy. You should be proud. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to explain to you, like, why I'm not happy at all. You know what I'm saying? It's a case of, like, you know, have you ever heard the expression, like, all money is not good money? This is kind of, like, similar to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that they say is positive is not really positive. Like, it depends on, like, where it comes from and the true meaning, the person behind it and the meanings behind it and stuff like that. Right? Now, as you know, as you all know, and I didn't mention it, but last month, actually, in September 7th, was the 27-year anniversary of, you know, Tupac getting shot in Las Vegas. And that 27 years went by fast, man. You know, I remember it yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I was still in high school, and I was just, like stunned, man. Like, you know what I mean? I was in a different world. Like, I couldn't believe it. And part of me, you know, I followed Tupac since day one. You know, I go all the way back to Digital Underground. I go back to him dancing in the videos. I go back to all that. You know what I'm saying? I used to see, like, even him dancing in the videos, like, I just knew that he was going to be a star. So, you know, I'm not one of them cats that jumped on at the end and stuff like that. Like, nah, I'm a fan of his, man. The poetry, everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything. And I remember, like, getting the news in high school that, you know, that he had, you know, passed away. And matter of fact, it's crazy. I remember the time. It was 4:03. I was actually getting home. I was just like, I was actually getting home from school, like, during that time. And there was a belief by me, and I'm not the only one, because, you know, Tupac had got shot before. There was a belief by me that, you know, he was going to be able to pull through, you know, because he got shot 5 times before, and, you know, he ended up being okay and stuff like that. So I thought he would. And then, you know, 7 days later, I found that out, you know, that wasn't the case, right? You know, but just in case, you know, you were too young or you wasn't born back then, he got shot in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas after the Mike Tyson-Bruce Seldon fight. And a couple of minutes before that, you know, him, Suge, and a couple of people had gotten into a fight in the MGM Grand lobby. You know, it was reportedly over a death row chain. And one of the, you know, the chain got taken. And the person that got robbed from death row whispered in Pac's ear that, you know, the person that did it was there and stuff like that. And the rest was history. You know what I'm saying? The rest was history. But if you don't know it, you know, the story is everywhere. The story been going for 27 years. And later that night, a little while later, you know, he was gunned down in the drive-by shooting. And the case was never solved for 27 years. Now, here's the situation at hand. Here's the situation at hand, right? We all know, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you follow the news, it's everywhere. The cops recently arrested this guy named Keefe D for Pac's murder, right? The news broke. The news is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's spread like wildfire. You know, it's been arrest made. You know, it's been the talk of the town here and there. You know, it's been talked about on all podcast platforms, on radio stations, everywhere, right? Now, here's the thing. This took place 27 years ago, right? My name is Jason Slack, right? And I'm the host of the Slackers Talk podcast. And the reason why I started this podcast is because I like interacting with my fans, my followers, and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I love to teach. I love to be entertaining and all that good stuff. But in order for you to have a podcast or be in any kind of industry that you are in, you have to be a fan. You also have to be a fan of what you do. Like, for instance, like, this is a podcast. I'm a fan of other podcasts. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a fan, and you have to like what you do. Like, whatever profession you're in, there's always, like, somebody that you should look up to. So, with that being said, even before I started the Slackers Talk, you know, I was a fan of podcasts, period. I listened to My Expert Opinion with Bath Hoffa. I listened to Drink Champs. I listened to The Breakfast Club. What's my girl name from Angelique Yee, which is, I think, mainly like a woman's show, but I even, like, checked her out to see what her brand is without The Breakfast Club, you know what I'm saying? I checked out Joe Budden, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of podcasting. One show that I was always known for checking out is DJ Vlad. Vlad, you know, also known as Vlad TV. Now, I don't really know a whole lot about Vlad himself, but like I do the rest, like Mad Fafa is a rapper, Joe Budden is a rapper, you know what I'm saying, Drink Champs, you got my man Nori, you know, I know those cats. I don't know Vlad in that type of way, but I know him because his show has been on for a long time. And he has interviewed a lot of people that I'm familiar with. Like almost all rappers, movie stars, comedians, you name it. Cooks, you name it. Like some of everybody. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of has like a good name. You know what I'm saying? He brings in a lot of good guests. And that's kind of what drew me to him. But one of some people he has on his show a lot. I don't know what you call them, like mainstays or I can't say like permanent guests, but certain people are up there a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like Tony Yayo is with him a lot. My man from, what's my man's name? I'm sorry, y'all. BG Knockout, that used to be with Eazy-E back in the day. He's there a lot. And another guy that he interviews a whole lot was a guy named Keefe D. This is the guy that was arrested for Tupac's murder. I seen him interview with Vlad a lot. A lot. I mean, for years, man. For years. Like, I've seen this guy up there for at least, like, the last 10 years or so, man. I could say, like, at least maybe even more. You know what I'm saying? I haven't gone back and looked it up to check and see if I see dates or anything. But I just know that I've been seeing him on Vlad a whole lot. And when I see him on Vlad, you know, I'm listening to him, and he's talking about the shooting. He's talking about the shooting. He's talking about people that was in the car, how Pac got discovered that night. A little bit of everything. And I mean, like, this has been going on for years, right? So the man even wrote a book. He wrote a book. So I'm thinking to myself, when you look at the events, when you look at the events that night, and then you hear his interviews, like you hear somebody that know what they're talking about, right? But this has been going on for years. Like this has been going on for years, and nothing is being said, nothing is being done, or nothing. So, I'm thinking to myself, like, if there's really an investigation going on about this crime, about this murder, whoever's doing the investigation has to see these interviews, right? They have to see these interviews, and for them to hear and see these interviews and not, and it does, obviously it doesn't mean anything. I'm thinking to myself, like, this dude has to be lying about what he's saying. Like, the stuff that he's saying on the show has to be not matching up with the investigation. Because if it did, this has to be a no-brainer. Right? I mean, If this happened, you know, without going into detail, if something happened on in particular day, And this dude is talking about that, you know what I mean? Certain stuff, like, only certain people would know. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'm thinking, like, this dude has to be lying because there's nothing being done. And I know people are hearing these interviews. Like, they know who he is. They, you know what I'm saying? They know this. They know that. And after all these years and all these interviews, it's like, why not? You understand what I'm saying? Like why not? Like, what did you find? What are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell the world that you found today to make an arrest today that wasn't already said 12 years ago? What did you find out new today that wasn't there 12 years ago or 15 years ago? Like, that's the question that I have. Like, I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way. I'm not, you know, I don't have nothing to do with the arrest one way or the other. Nobody has nothing to do with that but the people that's doing the investigation. You know what I'm saying? But I question it. Like, it seems like weird. Like, all this stuff was out there already. And it's just to me as if, like, I don't know, somebody in Vegas or California said, hey, we have to make an arrest today or we're going to shut the police force down and people are going to lose their jobs. And you came up with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and let me make it clear. Like, My issue is the seriousness from the police and everybody who actually did the investigation. That's my problem. That's my problem. The issue at hand is for years, for so long, man, like this happened in 96. The issue that I have is Tupac's mom, Afeni Shakur, has since, like, she has passed away. So, same evidence and stuff was out there then. You didn't make a move while she was alive. Which, you gotta know that this is what, you know, she would have liked to have saw. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, she would like to be around for something like that. You know what I mean? She has passed away. You did nothing the whole entire time while, you know, she was here. On top of this, it bothers me, so I know it had to bother her and a lot of other people. All these years, right? Almost ever since it has happened, right? I have had to see, in those 27 years, I have had to see, like, at least 100 documentaries about his death. 1,000 more movies about his death. 20,000 TV shows about his death. Here's what happened. Here's what we think happened. Even going so far as to bring actors to play the cops that's supposed to be doing the investigation. People have been fucking making money off of this. Like, this is a joke. And a lot of this is while her mother's living. You know what I'm saying? I know people got paid for those documentaries. People got paid for those movies. It's been referenced many times in interviews. And it's like, what's new from 27 years, man? Like, what's new? Like, what's found that wasn't covered that you're gonna tell me that wasn't covered in the documentaries? If you really did an investigation, and I mean you really, really did one, and you find out some stuff, and you find out some stuff, man, and this is what you come up with, okay. But I'm just saying, man, what's new that you didn't have before? That's my question. You know what I'm saying? That's my question. There's a feeling by me, and I'm sure a lot of other people feel this way too, that when Pac got killed, and also Biggie too, that the police department just said to themselves, well, these are just two less niggas that we got to worry about. Like, I really believe that. I really do believe that. Because there's been other cases just like it that has been solved. You see what I'm saying? Why was Pop left out? Why? And, you know, for the record, I said, you know, if they did an investigation, man, and they feel like they found out some things, and they feel like, you know, they got the right person and they did everything right, okay. But I have a problem with, I have questions with the timing, and I have questions of, like, the you know, how serious did you do this investigation? Like, how serious was it? And, like, you know, what did you find that was new that you didn't have already? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this, that's all I have a question with. That's all I have a questions about. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Because if you have the same thing that you had, like, if you have the same information that you had 10 to 15 or even 20 years ago, I don't get it. Why let the case sit for that long? I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. I don't, man. And it just seems to me like it's the same thing that was in the documentaries and stuff like that. And to me, if nothing happens after these documentaries that you made money off of and stuff like that, I'm now believing you now have, you know, no choice but to make me believe that either this is going to go unsolved, or you're going to try to say somebody else did it that nobody knew about or something like that. But to, like, give me the same information that we already had, I don't get it, man. And it's a classic case of, you know, because Tupac is a rapper, you know what I'm saying? And those policemen weren't, so they felt like, you know, we don't care about this. This is not, you know, we ain't got to make a move. You know, we glad he's gone or something like that. That this, like, shouldn't be, man. It shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Your job is to do an investigation. regardless of who it is, regardless of whether, you know, whether or not you agree with the person, you know what I'm saying? Everybody should get their fair shake, man. Everybody. And you know what? I'ma wait this out, man. I'ma see what ends up happening. I'ma see if anything new, like services. I mean, it's basically to the point now, like, where how can anything new happen where we done seen like a million documentaries about it? You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at with it now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like this has just been taken as a joke. But you know what? I'ma tell you like this. And this is my teaching moment here on the Slackers Talk podcast for this episode. People like Tupac Shakur, you can't kill people like that. People like him is gonna live forever because of the impact that he made. You know what I'm saying? His music is timeless. It's timeless. His music had messages in it. You know what I'm saying? His music was relatable to everybody. It was relatable to everybody because he made music for everybody. He made music for women. He made the hardcore street music. He made the political joints. He made the fun joints. You know what I'm saying? He made you laugh and he made you cry at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Not too many people could do that. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you got to remember, like, he was just 25 years old. And, yes, it is sad that he was taken from us at that young age. But on the brighter side, you got to look at the impact. You got to look at the body of work that he was able to do in such a short period of time. The man is the definition of hard work. You know what I'm saying? Hard work. And when you look at, I'm going to say it, when you look at our black culture, you know what I'm saying? Especially for the time that I came up in the 80s and the 90s, Pac was the man. You know what I'm saying? Like Pac was the man. Pac was the man. You know what I'm saying? He was the man. He cared about what happened in the community. Smart. He was doing poetry. He could read a book. There's no doubt that if he was still alive today, man, that man be doing epic things. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I just wish that this was taken, like, more serious. You know what I'm saying? And not just like another loss of a rapper. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he does have a family. You know what I'm saying? His death is not for entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's not for when you want to solve something or when you want to do it at your time. Or it depends on, you know, who he is to you. And, you know, you might not care about what he do. It's just a shame that it's taken like that. But as I said before, we have to be the ones to change things, man. We got to be the one that stand up and change things and let people know, yo, this is serious. Like, this is to be taken serious. It's, you know, all deaths and all situations is to be taken serious. And it doesn't matter what job you got, the color of your skin. These are the type of things that we got to do something about. And you know, it's just a shame. It's just a shame. But like I said, you know, I'm willing to give people a shot. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to see if anything new comes out of the situation. But to me, as of right now, all eyes is on the Vegas Police Department. Straight up. Just like that. I'm watching. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I just don't get it. like 27 years later, and it's like you had the same information that you had from day one, and you waited 27 days later. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But I'm just venting. I'm just venting. You know what I'm saying? I mean every word that I'm saying. I'm just venting. I'll be all right. And we'll be back again to talk next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.